Ezra. Chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, 3589 AH 453 BC, that the word of the Lord Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, "This is what Cyrus king of Persia says. The Lord Jehovah God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house. Temple. At Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever remains in any place where he lives, let the men of his place help him with silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house temple of God that is in Jerusalem. Then the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests, and the Levites, rose up with all those whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house temple of the Lord Jehovah which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were around them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Even those Cyrus king of Persia brought forth by the hand of Mithredath the treasurer, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is their number. 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 knives. 30 bowls of gold, silver bowls of a second sort 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up with those of the captivity who were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem.